After years of drought, the Colorado River is in trouble. Water levels have been dropping in Lake Mead and Lake Powell to the point where officials are now working on plans to get by with less water. Luke Runyon has more on the negotiations and what's at stake.
Jennifer Pitt is looking out onto Lake Powell in northern Arizona. We're on an overlook, peering down on the country's second largest reservoir. It's full of tourists taking selfies.
You know, you can tell that there's a river here underneath this reservoir because it has somewhat of a linear shape.
Pitt works on Colorado River policy for the National Audubon Society.
And it's wending its way towards where we're standing here, overlooking the Glen Canyon Dam.
The Red Rock Canyon behind the dam is stained with a stark white ring. For the past 20 years, Pitt says, demands for water have outstripped the supply, meaning Lake Powell and its sister reservoir, Lake Mead, continue to drop. Pitt says without changes to how they're managed, they could plummet to levels where no water can be released.
And if that happened, that would be a catastrophe for this region's economy, for all of the people who depend on the Colorado River, and for all of the wildlife that depends on it as well.
More is being taken out than comes into it, like your bank account. If you do that over a sustained period, you will run a deficit.
That's James Eklund. He's the Colorado representative on an interstate commission that oversees the river.
And if you're talking about water for 40 million people and economies that are massive, fifth largest economy in the world that the Colorado River Basin represents, then that's significant.
Which is why Eklund and other water managers have been working on so-called drought contingency plans, though a more apt title would probably replace drought with climate change. Their premise is simple. Cut water use now to avoid a huge problem in the future, when supplies are likely to be even tighter. Eric Kuhn is the former manager of the Colorado River District.
There's clearly enough evidence that if we were to have another 2000 to 2004 kind of, you know, multi-year drought, the system is in very serious trouble.
Back in 2007, when the current guidelines for river management were written, he says people were feeling optimistic.
Historically, we've always said, well, next year would be better, and that's the easy way out.
But most of that optimism is gone. Kuhn says Arizona has had the hardest time coming to an agreement, but states in the river's upper basin, like Colorado, have had issues too. For example, this thing called demand management.
It's the difficult one. Somebody's going to have to use less.
And in the process of using less water, Kuhn says, there's a fear that if those cuts aren't doled out fairly, it could injure economies throughout the Southwest.
The thing we have to remember is the basin is over 80% agriculture, 75 to 80% on any given year.
Colby Pellegrino is with the Southern Nevada Water Authority, the Las Vegas metro area's water utility. She says current conservation programs, like their aggressive buyback of residential lawns, won't be enough to avoid a crisis.
So we can take out all the lawns we want and still not solve the problems that climate change is going to throw at us.
Back at Glen Canyon Dam, the National Audubon Society's Jennifer Pitt says it's more than just the fates of people that hang in the balance. It's an entire ecosystem.
I think a lot of people who care about wildlife in this region are concerned. And it's not just birds. You know, 70% of all wildlife in the arid West rely on rivers at some point in their life cycle. So it has outsized importance for anyone who appreciates nature in this part of the country.
Climate change is one factor to get these deals done quickly. Another, the federal government. Officials with the U.S. Department of the Interior have given states an end-of-year deadline to get things done. If not, the assumption is the feds will step in and do it for them. I'm Luke Runyon.